In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Today is the Sunday of Meat Fair. It's also called the Sunday of the Last Judgment. And we learn a couple of things from this gospel we just heard. Number one, that there will be a judgment, that Jesus, the crucified one, our Lord, will sit at the judgment seat as king and ruler over all, and he'll face everyone who's ever been born in the whole world, and he will judge them. It says that our deeds will be revealed, our secrets will be made public. And it's kind of scary to hear that. We also know from the gospel today exactly what the criteria is, what God expects from us. What will he be judging us against or for, or what will he be determining? And we heard it in that gospel in the parable of the sheep and the goats. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison and you visited me. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Jesus tells the ones that he brings to his right side. You know, and then the opposite holds true for the ones who don't. I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was naked and you did not clothe me. Thirsty and you didn't give me to drink. I was a stranger and you didn't welcome me. Etc., etc. And the people tell Jesus, but when did all this happen? You know, when did we see you, Lord? When did we see you, Lord, hungry, naked, thirsty, in prison, a stranger, etc.? And Jesus tells them, inasmuch as you did it to the least, you did it to me. See, beloved in Christ, the whole message of the gospel today is that, number one, God loves us. I hope we know that. I hope each and every person here knows how much you're loved by God. You know? The proof of that is Jesus on the cross. Everything in the Bible with the covenants and God reaching out to us, saving us, taking us out of slavery, and finally sending Jesus into the world to die for us. That's the proof. He came into this rotten, stinking world and he conquered all the evil. He did that for you. And he wants to know if you want to be a part of it. He wants to know if you know that he loves you. And if you know that, what are you going to do about it? So first of all, we have to know it. We have to hear it, believe it, and know it. And then something has to happen. See, sometimes we hear this gospel and we're tempted into thinking, oh, so God judges us on what we do. I thought I was saved by faith. You know, when we get into that whole kind of discussion, well, which is it? Well, certainly God saves you because he loves you. And once you believe that and accept that, then the ball's in your court. See? Then you have to do something about it. Don't ever think that God saves you because you do something, because you do good deeds, because we know we don't do anything really good. There's a prayer that the priest prays that says, I've done no good deed on earth. It's from St. Basil's liturgy. And I'm standing before your altar. No good deed have I done, so I can't claim any good deed. You're not saved because any good deed you do. You're saved because God loves you. So once you take that, you have to realize it and say, what am I going to do about it if I really believe it? So we're taught that the expectation is that we love God because he loved us first. He showed us how to love. He shows us what love is in the person of Jesus and in his crucifixion specifically. So if you're going to love God back, how do you do it? Well, today's gospel gives you all the insight you need to know. You can't love God without loving the neighbor. You can't love God and hate people. You can't love God and abuse this person or ignore this person or shun this person. No matter who that person is, each and every human being in the world, without condition or exception, we are called to love. And we are called to love them with the love with which God loved us. That's a huge expectation. But it's what God has given us and what he calls us to do. See? And these people that said, I didn't know you were naked. I didn't know you were hungry. I didn't know you were thirsty. We can't say that on the last day because we know Jesus. We know that he was born into the world and he was naked in the manger. He's naked on the cross. Where is it? There. Right? He was naked in the Jordan when they baptized him. He was hungry in the wilderness when he fasted 40 days. He was thirsty when he was being beaten and carried the cross and he hung and he said, I thirst. He was poor. He was homeless. Jesus was one of those homeless ones, wasn't he? Birds of the air have nests, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere. Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head. He didn't have a home. So he was one of the homeless ones in his time on earth. He wept. Jesus felt it all. He experienced everything. So he can really say, when you do it to the least, you do it to me. Because all that happened because of God's great love for us. So if we remember one thing today, from today's gospel and from this Sunday, it's that God loves us and he calls us to love him back by the love we show other people. Don't ignore the stranger, the new person, the outcast, the criminal, the homeless, the scary person, the one that speaks a different language, the one that's your enemy even. We can't ignore and hate people and claim to love God. Because really, it's a reflection on how much we do love God, the way we interact with and treat other people. Love is key. It is so key and so critical that even the epistle today speaks about it. In fact, we could say all the scriptures teach us about love and that say God is love. So if God is love and I am loved by God, I need to know that and I need to do something about it. Go home today, this week, and read chapter 8 of 1 Corinthians. We heard part of it in the epistle today to prepare us for going into the fast, because today, as we said, is the last day to eat meat. And what a thing to hear. We're about to go into the fasting period, and we know that Orthodox have very particular ways of fasting. You eat this, you don't eat this. You know, it's very specific. And yet St. Paul tells us boldly, he says, food doesn't commend you to God. You're no better off if you eat, and you're no worse off if you don't eat. That's a really big statement. And it's kind of gutsy to say that on a day we're about to enter into the fast. What it teaches us, though, he's not trying to shock us. He was talking to Christians living in the first century who had to deal with, do I buy food from the marketplace that's been offered and sacrificed to idols, to false gods? You know, that's the only food I can buy. It's there in the market. I can't get any other food. So maybe they're trying to starve me because they know I won't eat it. And should I eat it? Should I not eat it? And St. Paul says, it doesn't really matter if you eat it or if you don't eat it. What matters is how you relate to the other person. If eating meat sacrificed to an idol, in the scenario there from 1 Corinthians, if that scandalizes my weaker brother, and he thinks it's okay to worship other gods, then I've sinned against him and I should never eat meat again. Right? So it takes discernment. It's not what you eat and what you don't eat, it's how you relate to other people. And St. Paul is concerned with, as we all should be, the lesser person. The weaker one, the one who needs to be lifted up. As Jesus said in the gospel today, the least of these. That's what he's concerned about, that we reach out to them. We don't scandalize them. We don't hate them. We don't lead them down the wrong path, but we love them. And if you see a need and you can address it, do it. Because that's what Christians are called to do. Don't discriminate. I don't know that person, you know. I don't know what he does with his money. I don't know where he comes from. I don't speak that language, etc., etc. I don't know the whole story. If somebody asks you for something and you're able to do it, you basically give it to them. That's all God has called you to do. He's done everything for us, and he loves us. So we're called to love him back, beloved in Christ. And we do that by loving each other, by loving the neighbor, specifically showing acts of kindness to people who are really down and low. All the examples we heard in the gospel today. Remember, though, when we do those things, this is very critical, we need to be doing them out of love. Because sometimes we can be tricked or trapped or misled into doing things for the wrong reasons. You know, we can do all kinds of charity and get our name on a wall and get kind of praise from men and what have you, or do it because we want to save on our taxes. I don't know. I'm trying to think of examples. Driven by something other than the love of God, and it could be to our condemnation, you know, if we're kind of masquerading as a person who does good. See, God is going to judge us on, ultimately, this is what the gospel is, how much we love him. Do we love him or do we not love him? And to what degree do we love him? And how is that love shown in concrete acts to real people on this earth that we interact with face to face all the time? We are going to be judged on how much we love God. So if we're doing deeds to show off, or if we're doing something to make an organization and hopefully, I don't know, for a political reason, right? To get our party elected. I don't know. If we're doing it for those reasons, maybe the love of God is not in our hearts and we should question that. So love is critical. St. Paul says, I told you to go read chapter 8. The very first thing he says, knowledge puffs us up. Okay, so there are certain things you have to know, but knowing too much, it puffs us up. But love edifies, right? Love edifies. If anybody thinks he knows something and he knows what's going on, he does not know the thing that he has to know. That's what he says. Anyone who loves, as we're telling you, you need to love, is known by God. So don't worry so much about what you know. Care if you are known by God. And if you love with the love that he showed us in Jesus, truly loving, then you will be known by God. And he will see you on judgment day and he will say, welcome, my beloved, come into the joy of your master. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you brought me in. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was in prison and you visited me, because you did it to the least and you recognized that God did all that for you. So, beloved, let us hear these words today. Knowing you're loved by God, let us beg him that we would take that to heart, that our fast would not be in vain, and that our prayers would be directed toward building us up to do nothing but love as God has commanded us to do. Pray that you would love God back. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.